This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric Mohabarak joins us to talk about all that stuff. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Don. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. Listen, what's your opinion? People want to know about high-tech equipment on kayaks being in competitive tournaments.
You know, my opinion is that I don't think the motors should be allowed. That's just me. As far as the electronics, you know, like Gerald Swindle said it really well one time. You know, he bought his own Garmin LiveScope and all of that, and he said, you know, you could sit there and look at the fish all day long, but if they're not going to bite, they're not going to bite. I also noticed when fishing these big bass lakes and stuff, these guys will sit on these fish, and they'll throw and they throw and they don't catch anything at the end of the day. Of course, it does help them catch fish, you know, because at one time you do throw it in, the fish is going to catch it, you know, bite it. But does the live scope and all of that make a difference in the kayaks? I don't know. You know, I mean, because people fish in really shallow water for most of the tournaments anyway.
Yeah, that's correct. So that's true.
Yeah, you know, but as far as the motors go, I voted no. I don't mind saying that. But the guys who run the club, they did a really good job. They stepped up. They did put it to vote, and it was voted out. I will give them credit on that. They did take a beating. but everything's getting worked out on that. And, you know, not that many people have the motors, you know, and they're very expensive also, you know. So that's my opinion, is no motors.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic. All right, if you would, hit the highlights, maybe some of the first place. We talked about Luke Balin already. He's been getting people texting me congratulating the old frog lawyer. He had that 6.58, but there was a lot of other good catches in that rodeo.
Yeah, well, Don, that's the frog judge now. He's no longer the lawyer.
Oh, he's moved up. God, he might become attorney general.
Yeah,
he may be attorney general one day. Who knows?
It'd be a good one. But anyway, we had Kalen Johnson coming in at 2.97, second place. Me and Kalen were actually fishing right next to each other. I caught a fish. He caught a fish. His was bigger than mine. And it was pretty cool, you know, to be sitting next to Kalen. We were hanging out. Then Nyree Smith caught a 2.81. And he caught that on a big, giant perch bluegill swim bait. That was pretty neat to see. And another interesting fact, 10 bass were caught that were 2 pounds, but not over 3. So that just goes to show you how close second and third place was. Now of course, the frog judge blew it out the water. And that's Bayou St. John, almost six and a half pound fish. That's the thing. And then, and then we had the other categories. We call it the trash bash category. You know, we had Wilford Adams. He had a half-pound Rio Grande. And then Daniel Chauvin with a pinfish out of Bayou St. John, which people didn't believe it happened, could be a state record. I don't know if you looked into that, Don, but there is no category on pinfish yet, I believe, in the records for the state of Louisiana. And then we had third place. I forgot to write it. It was 0.26 pounds. Sorry about that. But you know what, Don? The greatest thing about it is they had most probably 500-600 people there that morning. It's a great tournament. They got something for everybody. I highly suggest to take the family there or come get a boat from Massey's and go try it. They were letting people use them for free. But really a good time.
Yeah, well, that park is open for fishing 365 days a year, the lagoons. Of course, you can go in Bayou St. John anytime, too, and that's proof that there's some really nice fish there. Eric, before we run short on time, you've been getting some good intel out of Pensacola. Run that down for the saltwater guys.
Yeah, real quick. Look, on Thursday, they caught 10 blackfin tuna. Ooh. And then the Pompanos, the tuna showed up. It's still there. They're still there, I should say. But the Pompano is showing up in small groups. They haven't started those big giant schools yet, but a few have been caught. And also the first cobia of the season was caught on Thursday. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty good springtime, summertime bite over there. Of course, they're catching kings and stuff like that, too, and other fish. But looking forward to getting over there.
Well, the club's got the Trout Challenge. That's coming up in St. Bernard Parish. Demo day today. We've been talking about Bayou St. John and Massey's offering kayaks for the ride before you buy situation. Tell us the time and the location for that.
Yeah. Well, it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's 1700 Moss Street, the Deutsches House. It's absolutely free. You come up, you sign a waiver, put a life preserver on, try any kayak you want out. If there's a specific kayak you want, call one of the stores, and Val or John over on North Shore is Val, and John's on the South Shore. Call them up and say, hey, I want to try the Hobie Outback or the Hobie Lynx or something like that. Now they'll make sure that boat is out there for you to try, and it's absolutely free, and there's no age limit on it. I mmean, if they're under 8, let's say, maybe there's an age limit, but other than that, it's absolutely free. Come out and try them.
Yep, a better deal. All right. Thanks, sir, for the report and the update on all that situation. We really appreciate your input, Captain Merrick, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Darren, you have a great day, man. We'll see you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.